six or eight, I don't know. But those are a couple of the major ones. Now there's people in this room, even though tonight's a very small group, there's people in this room representing every category. So what I want to share with you is what, to my mind, is one of the most important things to know, no matter which category you happen to fall into in terms of classification. One of the most important things you can understand, and you can make it a shortcut, you can jump ahead by understanding this better, no matter where you're at, is the spiritual search isn't about getting something, although we think it is in the beginning. It's about you softening up. It's about you becoming more shapeable, so that existence, and I really mean the way I'm saying it, so that existence can give you what it wants to give you. That you haven't been in the right shape to accept. Somehow, it's been knocking on your door, and somehow, you haven't been answering. I swear to you, this is everybody's situation. Because you wouldn't be here, you wouldn't be at this meeting if that wasn't the case for you. You'd be watching TV, you'd be at the movies, you'd be figuring out your grocery budget, you'd be looking at the want ads for a better job, you'd be looking online to buy a car at a good price. You'd be focused on something other than your spirituality, your desire for truth, your yearning for what's real, your right and pure motive for happiness. You already know, if you're in this room, that it isn't going to come from a better car or a better job or a bigger house or a fatter bank account. Although those things are all nice. But the real satisfaction isn't going to come from those. You already know that, or you absolutely wouldn't be here. So now you have to know that it's about the condition of you. It's about your receivability. Can you receive what life is trying to give you? Can you go where life is trying to take you? Are you ready? Are you willing? And are you able? Those are the requirements, that you be ready, that you be willing, and that you be able. You may be ready and willing, but not able. You may be ready and able, but not willing. You know, all permutations of those three are possible. But what I'm trying to do is turn your understanding from it's about what I need to get and where I need to get to. I'm trying to turn it from that more towards it's about my readiness, my willingness to get there, to take the road, no matter what's on the road. In that sense, it's more about you than